Hello, welcome to the Livestreams Carawarra podcast. We're delighted to have you join us. We invite you to sit back, relax, and listen to our latest episode. Thanks for joining.
Great to just share a word with you tonight. And also, I love to always welcome our online listeners who will be tuning in and listening in during the week. Great to have them with us as well. If you've just joined us, we're in a series called Simple Prayer. It comes from this particular book, and it's been a great book to kind of strip back the kind of things that might get attached to prayer that we actually don't need, and to simplify our prayer life and to press in. And my theme today is the gift of time, and that's a subject that affects us all. And as we think of this gift of time, when we think of the most valuable resource we can think of, there's many actually, but one of them would be time. Most people I talk to would say to me, I need more time to accomplish this or to do that. And I think it perfectly relates well in the context of prayer. And a particular verse, when we think about the gift of time, is Ephesians 5:15-16. And this is on the screen here. It calls us to be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. We're called to use our time wisely in Jesus, to use it as best as we can, to be as effective as we can with our time. And this relates to all spheres of life, but for our purposes tonight, it relates to prayer and how we think about this. Now, if I took a poll today and I asked every one of you, would you agree with these statements? Prayer changes things. Prayer moves mountains. What else? Prayer is powerful. Now, if I came around and asked you those questions, you would say, absolutely, Darren, that's true. And I think we would all agree. One of the authors that is quoted in this book, Abbot Chapman, says this: the less you pray, the worse it goes. In other words, if we don't pray, things begin to happen. Conversely, the more you pray, the better it goes. And thinking that as a general principle. He also says the measure of how much we want to give our whole selves to God in prayer is the measure of how much time we are prepared to give to it. So if we think about prayer, changes things. It's powerful. It moves mountains. And we affirm that. But I think what can happen is our belief in that can be an actual disconnect in the practical day-to-day of prayer. Because let's face it, prayer is a discipline, and there are times where it's challenging. We've got to be honest. And that's what I want to say tonight is, can you just make a point in your own heart, Lord, I just want to be honest before you how difficult prayer is. That's what I want you to just be honest. Now, if you are like a prayer warrior, you're awesome at prayer, just go with the flow tonight, all right? Prayer being honest and a great heart to see change. Now, as I've thought about this topic this week personally, I've had some honest reflections about myself and what I say and do. Maybe some of these might resonate with you. Things like, I don't have time to pray. But really deep down, I don't have an inclination to pray sometimes. Let's be honest. Lord, I did say this week. Lord, I'm sorry, I sometimes get bored in prayer. Forgive me. It's not meant to be that way, but sometimes I do. There are times where prayer just feels so great. It's like a supernatural experience in the spirit. And then at other times, it's like a dry piece of wood in the desert. That's what it feels like. And the goal of tonight's message for me is simple. Let's be honest before the Lord about our prayer life. Let's just be open to Him. And there might be points in this message where I might ask you to respond. All right, we're all family here, and this is about us responding to what God wants to do. Now, let's just pray. Let's pray on that. Lord, help us tonight and speak to our hearts in this manner. And Lord, we just look to you. We need you And we look forward to what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen. So I want to share what I believe are four practical actions for us in our time and our use of time for prayer. And these four actions are going to be accompanied by a specific prayer itself. I'm going to invite you to pray that prayer with me when I do it and invite you to respond. And when we pray these prayers, I want us to pray them as deep as you can. In your heart, mind, soul, and spirit. I want you to just pray, and Lord, I just really want you to do that when we get to those. So here's the first action. Number one, withdraw privately. It's got to start and end with Jesus. And I love this. In Luke 4, Jesus, it's a wonderful chapter because Jesus has announced his calling. He's healed many, many, many people. He even exorcises a demon in public in the synagogue. And he's got so many tasks, so many competing demands. And yet, in verse 42, towards the end, it says this, at daybreak, Jesus went out to a solitary place. He went out there privately to pray with his Father and to be with his Father. You flip over to the next chapter, chapter 5 of the Gospel of Luke, and things are going pretty good. I mean, he's pretty popular. And he does many, many miracles again. And something happens where crowds and crowds of people are coming out to see Jesus. And they want to see him. They want to get a glimpse of this possible Messiah. And it's spreading so rapidly. But in verse 16, chapter 5, it says, but Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. What a great example Jesus has left us to do. So when we speak about time, the time given to the Lord, the essential thing we need to do is to decide to withdraw privately. That can be hard to do, particularly if you're in a family setting, a family of maybe, you know, children as well. But to make a choice to withdraw from the tasks and so on. The author says, in this walk with Jesus, the good is sometimes the enemy of the best. In order to pray, we not only have to give up the bad things in our life, but also the numerous good things we have to say no to. We have to sometimes say no to sleep or to Netflix or to, what's else? What else have we got? Maybe family relationships. And friends, we need help. We need the help of the Holy Spirit to help us live like Jesus, who withdrew often. We need his grace. We need his help to do this. And here's our prayer, and I just want you to pray that with me. And here it is. Lord, fill us with the Spirit to lay down every inclination that causes us not to pray. Please, Lord. Lord, create a permanent resolve in my life to withdraw regularly with you. Can we just pray that together? Let's pray that together. Lord, fill us with the Spirit to lay down every inclination that causes us to not want to pray. Lord, create a permanent resolve in my life regularly with... Yeah, I got that last bit wrong. I'm going to admit something, and I hope you're not upset with me, but I've been praying that God will stir you this week. In fact, I've been asking God, he will wake you up early, and I'm sorry for that in advance. Oh, he's already been doing it for Izzy? Good. Sometimes when we're lying in bed, we might hear the words, get up. You ever hear that? All right. Mark's confession is good for the soul. We're all going to be praying for you this week, all right? Get up. Now, when you hear those words, sometimes I think, no, that mustn't be the Lord at 3 a.m. But if you hear those words this week, can I ask you, in 2 seconds, make a decision, get up. The Lord is calling you to pray. He's asking you to commit and to move. And, some of us are going to be stirred this week. Hallelujah. and let us rise. Now, if that's the middle of the night, if it's just early before your alarm, let God do it. Amen. So we've got to withdraw privately. Here's the second one. Pray genuinely and honestly. There's a great story in Luke 18. Jesus tells a story about two men who went to the temple to pray. The first one is so full of himself, this Pharisee. He begins to tell God how good he is. Hey, do you see me, how much money I'm giving? Do you notice how many times a week I'm fasting? I'm so good. And Jesus doesn't like that. In fact, he says, that's so ingenuous. And then the other guy is a tax collector, and he prays this very simple prayer, very short prayer. Oh God, be merciful to me, for I am a sinner. I love that prayer and the contrite heart that he has. And I love two things about this story. God loves a repentant sinner. He loves a person with a contrite heart. He actually can't resist it. It just loves seeing people like that. The other thing is, I think the tax collector is basically saying, I am a weak prayer. I'm a weak person. I'm a weak prayer. I'm weak at this Christian faith thing. Well, he wasn't Christian at that point, but weak at faith in God. Love that. And I'm convicted that we must come to a place again to say, Lord, I desperately want to know you in my prayer life. I want to know the deep presence of the Lord. But we have to admit sometimes that our prayers are too darn weak. I'm saying that to myself. Please help me, be merciful to me. And here's the prayer, very simple prayer. Lord, fill me with your spirit and teach me, Jesus, how to pray. Can you just pray that? Lord, fill me with your spirit and Jesus, teach me how to pray. The danger is the older a Christian gets, they might think, you know, I actually know how to pray. I'm a good prayer. I've been praying most of my life. But that's dangerous. And I think we have to discipline ourselves of, Jesus, you want to teach us more to pray. You want to take us into new revelations, new insights, and so on. And something I believe we need. I just want to thank you for your prayers. I was in Melbourne for a little bit with Mel, with some DCPI contacts and so on. And then I went to the Gold Coast for a conference called Exponential. And this conference is a great conference about multiplication, church planting. But actually, one of the themes of the conference was audacious prayer. And the more the speaker spoke about prayer, and he shared his own testimony that he got to a place where he just knew his prayers weren't really doing anything. And he knew he had to change. And the more he spoke, I said, that's me, actually. And I began to be convicted that my prayers, they need to change, and that I actually need the Lord to help me change that. And he said, well, he's going to ask us to stand if you're one of those people. And I just knew that was me. And so when he gave us the invitation to stand, I stood. And as I stood, I just sensed the Holy Spirit bang. Just come into my heart and life and change something. And I said, Lord, I just want this to be a permanent fix. I want it to do something. I've come back full of steam and I hope I don't run out of steam. But tonight, that's good timing. What I'd like to do is I just want to pause mid-message. I want to ask Ronan just to come and worship on the piano. And I just want to ask, and lead us in a prayer in this tonight. Let's just, every eye closed and every head bowed, let's just begin to pray. I've been talking about maybe you need a fresh infilling on how to pray. And you need something from God tonight. This is just for you and the Lord. And you might be saying in your heart, my prayers have been so dry that I don't know how to change that. Only Jesus can change that. And maybe you need a new revelation into prayer. And maybe you are asking God, you've been asking God to help you change and to come to that place tonight of surrender. And there's something about, for me, an action. Now, I'm going to ask you to stand in a moment if that's you. If it's not you, that's okay. This is not about who's standing, not standing. This is between you and the Lord. But if you are asking God to do something tonight in your prayer life, I'm just going to ask you to stand right now. You stand if you want God to do something in your prayer life and you want Him to change you. You're asking God to move in your heart and life, and you just put out your hands and just ask God, just where you are, to ask God to change my prayer life, to permanently fix and to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Begin to pray, Lord, fill me with your Spirit. Jesus, help me to pray. Teach me how to pray. Father, we stand before you tonight because we recognize we cannot do this in our own strength. We're asking for a Spirit-filled impartation for each person standing. That will, Lord, when we wake up tomorrow, we'll just know something has changed in our hearts and lives and spirit, and we're going to pray in a different way. And we're going to step into the authority of Christ in a different way. And we're not going to experience dry prayers. We're going to experience the intercession of the Spirit. So, Father, for every person, would you do that tonight? Not by our strength or our words, but by your Spirit, by your power alone. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you. You can be seated. That's great. And I'm going to be praying for you this week in this as well. Thanks, Brian. God is good, hey? He's always good. He wants to take us into areas we haven't gone yet. So we've been talking about withdrawing privately, praying genuinely and honestly. And the third area is to intercede night and day. I love the Apostle Paul who writes to the Thessalonians, "We pray most earnestly night and day that we may see your face and supply what is lacking in your faith." What is lacking in your faith to supply it? Powerful night and day intercession. And I actually believe it's the kind of intercession that Jesus loves to see. And it leads me to this conclusion from the story of Luke 18. Luke 18 is the story about the persistent widow. And you remember she keeps coming to the judge and saying, you know, when will you give me justice, etc. And verse 1 makes it very clear that Jesus is telling the story that we should pray and not give up. And maybe in this room, and I'm part of this, is that there's been times where I've been praying for something for so long and God hasn't said, don't stop praying for that. I've been praying for so long and I haven't seen Him move. And maybe the word here tonight is just to say, don't give up hope. Just keep praying. Because actually, Jesus tells the story that we should keep praying and to persist in our prayers. And Jesus promised this in verse 7. "And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night?" Will he keep putting them off? No, he won't. He will come at the right time. You know, this interesting phrase, cry out to the Lord. It means to pray in a unusual volume, put it that way, and to cry out and to speak out loudly. And often Jesus did that. And sometimes for me, I feel like my prayers are a little reserved, a bit too reserved. You know, God can handle our big prayers, our loud prayers. And often Jesus prayed out loud. We have his recorded prayers because the disciples heard his prayers. And maybe this one is about, hey, begin to pray out loud in your home. I realized this week I began to do that, pray out loud, and I realized the neighbor was looking in through the window. And I started to pray softer. I said, no, let's just get going. And we're going to have a conversation about that. But there's something about speaking your prayers out loud that does something. Become a little more indignant when we pray and give time to prayer, much bolder in prayer, stepping into the authority. And see verse 8 there says, I tell you, he will see that they get justice and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? In other words, will Jesus find people who are crying out to him day and night, night and day, lifting that sweet incense before the Lord? I think we would love to see this. And I pray we'll be filled with the Spirit. And sometimes when we pray to be filled with the Spirit, it's kind of like, oh, that's a beautiful thing. That's a nice thing to do. I'll feel the peace, the joy, the love, etc. But Romans 8 speaks about the intercession of the Spirit. Intercession that can't be words that we can understand or describe. It's actually the groans of the Spirit. And here is the prayer, if you're willing to pray it, it's a dangerous prayer, to be filled with the groans of the Holy Spirit. Lord, fill us with the groans of the Holy Spirit. Because the intercession is about, for me, tapping into Christ's intercession. Well, the Spirit is praying as well. It's not about us sort of conjuring up ourselves and trying to, you know, pump ourselves up. No, it's actually tapping into the groans of the Holy Spirit and asking God to do that. Can we pray that prayer? You're willing to pray that prayer? Let's just pray that prayer. Lord, fill us with the groans of the Holy Spirit. I think about our churches. I think about Hope Avenue, Care Christian Fellowship, Life Streams Bentley, Como House, Life Streams Carawarra, Life Streams Stirling, South Perth, Bull Creek, Sabina with John out there. The Holy Spirit is groaning for our churches. He's in travail. And he's interceding for our communities. And I wonder what he's praying. And I wonder what we can begin to think about. And I just desire an intensity in prayer and intercession that comes from the Holy Spirit. Lord, bring that. And as that comes, number 4 becomes inevitable. Pray fervently. James 5 says, confess your sins to one another, pray for one another so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is very powerful in its effect. Other translations use kind of fervent prayer or earnest prayer. But no doubt we have to be open with each other, with those we trust. Confess your sins to one another so that you may be healed. It's a freeing thing to confess weakness to a trusted brother or sister and to do that in grace. It cites Elijah there as an amazing example of just a prayer warrior, but it also says he's just like us. He's like you and me, just a human being, but with one difference. We now have Jesus in us. We have the authority of Christ, this side of the cross. So as we're filled with the groans of the Holy Spirit, as he gives us insight, we have the opportunity to step into the declaration of Christ's authority. I'm putting my hand up today to say, Lord, would you teach us to pray, how to pray to declare Christ's authority into situations? I just want to grow in that. I just want us to grow in that and to pray, Ephesians 6 says, in the Spirit at all times with all kinds of prayers, asking for everything you need. And to do this, you must always be ready and never give up. Always pray for all God's people. So here's the prayer, the final prayer. Lord, as you fill us with the groans of the Holy Spirit, take us into a new level of Christ-centered authoritative praying in the Spirit. Want to pray that? That's what you need. That's what every preacher needs, is just someone like Mark just saying, yes, please. Let's pray it together. Lord, as you fill us with the groans of the Holy Spirit, take us into new levels of Christ-centered, authoritative praying in the Spirit. And friends, tonight, just pull up those last slides, those last points, Mark. We've been talking about we've got to decide to withdraw privately. We've got to be just honest before God, genuine before God. We have to intercede night and day. This is something God wants to do in us, and to pray fervently. So as I bring things to a close, I'm going to get Ronan to come back, and we are going to sing a song as we head towards the Lord's table tonight. But again, I want to ask you, as we pray, what is the Lord saying to you? We're going to trust the Lord for an outpouring of His grace in our prayer lives this week. But I want to say tonight, if you have also struggled with intercession, and to be honest, I'm standing because I have struggled with this as well. I'm just going to ask you to stand again. And if you want to ask God and just put out your hands, Lord, I just want you to help me by your Spirit to tap into your intercession and to be able to have this natural experience of intercession of the Lord. If you want that tonight, I want to ask you to stand again. Let's stand and ask God to do that. And then we're going to worship the King of Kings. And I just want you to begin to pray yourself between you and the Lord and just ask Him to help you in intercession and whatever else. Holy Spirit, just minister by your power, by your grace.
We hope you enjoyed our latest episode. Tune in next week for another Life Streams Carawarra message. Have a blessed week.